President, I got a question for you. Either today or tomorrow, you're going to McDonald's. You're going to be working the fryer. Are you going to wear the paper hat?
I'm going to do everything. I tell you what.
You're going to do
it. A friend of mine owns
going to do it.
McDonald's someplace. Oh, I'm going. Because she lied.
You don't think she ever worked at McDonald's?
I know she did. We checked it out. Unless somebody comes up with something. We checked it out. They said she never worked here.
That's a real headline right there. If you're just listening to this, the headline says, I'm a McDonald's thief. Trump has no idea how difficult it is to be a French fry cook. What the hell? For real? This is for real? Guys, I had to click on something and go on. Somebody hijacked the New York Post's Twitter feed over here and made a fake article, a satirical article. And then I clicked it. No, that's like, this is an actual thing. Somebody wrote this. Somebody said, let me get the opinion of a McDonald's chef. A what now? A what? That's a thing? Huh? That's like saying a sports car Prius driver. That doesn't make any sense. None of these words. These are all English words, but they don't make any sense when you put them in the sentence together. I'm an ex-McDonald's chef. You got fired from McDonald's. First of all, McDonald's has chefs? Nobody's going to McDonald's because the food is good. People are going to McDonald's because the food is cheap, which is why nobody's going to McDonald's anymore because food's not cheap. Even though Bidenomics, boys, for cereals. So here you've got an entire outlet that is only known for making, just it's quick, right? It used to be quick. It used to be cheap, and it used to be quick. It is neither of these things. It was never good. It was never like, that's not like the best hamburger that you're ever going to get. Anyway, I'm an ex-McDonald's chef, and Trump has no idea how difficult it is to be a French fry cook. I worked at a restaurant. I didn't work at a fast food restaurant. I worked at like a buffet. And no, it's not remotely difficult to make French fries. You open up. Well, first you have to go to a walk-in freezer, and then you get a bag of a big old bag. You open that big old bag of frozen French fries up. You dump them into a basket. And you dip the basket into oil and you set a timer. And then you take the basket out, throw some salt on it, and then you put it on a hanger to drain. This is not rocket science. This is why people who were 14 years old were hired to do this job so they could buy weed on the weekend. So Donald Trump's going, by the way, Donald Trump's going down there because Kamala Harris lied about working at McDonald's. And so he's going to go down there, he's going to work the French fry machine, so he can say, I at least worked at McDonald's. By the way, Trump has worked for McDonald's. He's actually been in McDonald's commercials. Him and Grimace. Grimace telling him the future. So this guy has actually worked it. And now you're going to work the fry machine, boys. And the mainstream media press and these left-wing dipshits are so full of TDS. They'll say anything in opposition to Donald Trump. They have no problem coming out there. They're not remotely embarrassed to say, I'm a McDonald's chef. You should just be horribly embarrassed by that itself. And then you're going to continue by saying, oh my God, it's super duper for cereals to work the fry machine. It is not. It literally isn't. Teenagers who are high as balls work the fry machine. The machine does all the work. The guy looks exactly how you would expect the guy to look. This dude's wife and her boyfriend are definitely voting for Trump. This dude's hair hates him so much, it committed suicide. What an insane... They just got no self-awareness. Manning the fries at McDonald's is no small potatoes. Oh, God. Yes, it is. Pennsylvania mom, Rayanne, a staffer, fast food franchise, tells The Post she often clocks in for shifts at 4 a.m. preparing the kitchen to serve those crispy spheres of heaven lunchtime. It's a task confirmed fast food fan Donald Trump may be tackling in her own home state this weekend. Working at McDonald's is hard because it's a crappy, tedious job. That's why it's a job for people who are trying to build a resume. Trying to learn how to be on time, be responsible. This is a job for 16-year-olds. It's a crappy job. It's a hard job to do because it's a crappy job. Tedious. It's nuts. It's not complicated. Don't confuse the two. It's not complicated. It's tedious, crappy job. Complicated? No. Zero skills needed. Open bag, dump in basket, put basket in hot oil, set timer. Timer goes off, take it out, salt, put it on the rack, let it drain. Simple as hell. A friend of mine owns the McDonald's thumb plate out of former head of state. Oh, I'm going. Oh, okay, we'll get in there. But before the Donald Trump takes on the fry daddy duties, he better listen up to one Golden Arches guru. It's no cakewalk. It's a cakewalk. Making a cake is far more difficult than making French fries. And again, they're confusing. He's saying it's difficult to be a McDonald's employee. Every job's difficult. Every job, everybody would rather be doing something else other than work. That makes jobs difficult because people would rather be off doing something else. It's not. This is not a complicated task. Former manager of culinary innovation, U.S. menu. Ha ha's from that dude's 40. Guys, I'm 48. Dude, why do I look better than this dude? Maybe it's the hard work of making French fries, boys. Former culinary innovation U.S. menu Hakraz from Chicago tells the Post certainly takes a certain je ne sais quoi to excel at the potato post. I hate whoever writes for New York Post over here. Shove your head into the fry machine. I hate you. Knock these puns off. Maintaining a cool temperament is key. As a fry cook, anything could go wrong, which is tough because almost every McDonald's order includes French fries. You gotta be mindful of the oil and fry only a few batches at a time to ensure patrons are getting fresh cartons rather than ones being held under the heat lamps. And make sure that each batch is seasoned with just the right amount of salt. All of their condiments are measured like it's a conveyor belt of convenience for the people working all of these machines at McDonald's. That's why it's to maintain consistency. Everything is just made to order. Like, psh, psh. But there you go. They're trying to tell you that it's going to be very, very, very difficult for Donald Trump to handle this over here. Trump's got no idea how difficult it is to be a French fry cook. I think he'll be fine. He's just going to do it for 10 minutes just so we can make fun of Kamala Harris. That's the entire point over here. We don't need a bunch of shitbag lefties over here trying to make it. No, this is harder than rocket science. You got to have a PhD to make French fries. Idiot, shut up. Hey guys, thanks so much for watching the video support channel. I kept a day on these lefties losing their minds over here over Donald Trump French frying. Hit that subscribe button and make way because the salt must flow.